Okay, let's get this teaser knocked out so I can watch some 90 Day Fiancé. Oh, Paul's calling me. Wonder what Paul needs. Hello?
Hey.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, you got a second?
Sure.
Oh, I got a little bit of a tragedy on my hands here. I think I might need help with something.
Okay, what's up?
Trying to do my teaser for Modern Vampires.
Okay, I mean, isn't mine next?
No, mine's next.
Oh, really? I just sat down to record mine.
Nope, my teaser for Modern Vampires is next. It goes me, and then you, and then Chris, and then Mike.
I have not been able to keep track of that the entire season.
Yep, that's it.
Okay.
I got a little bit of a problem here. You know how after we're usually done recording an episode, sometimes we'll hang out on GChat and just, you know, chat and hang out a little bit?
Yeah.
Well, we were recording, can't remember what episode it was, but a couple weeks ago we were recording something, and then me and Chris and Mike hung out for like 45 minutes. You had to leave, so you weren't there. But we were all hanging out, and we're chatting, and we're drinking a lot of beer. And I told them that I was excited about my next teaser episode for the show because I was going to do an ASMR episode for Modern Vampires.
Ah, okay.
And Mike laughed about it. He said, oh, that's a really good idea. Why didn't I think of that? And Chris was laughing about it. And then whatever, we started talking about something else and we forgot about it. Well, last week I listened to Mike's teaser episode for Captain Z and the Terror of Leviathan. And surprise, surprise, it's an ASMR teaser episode.
Yeah, so he hijacked your idea just like a pirate.
I mean, to be fair, I don't think it's something that he did on purpose. You know, I think we were just chatting, and like I said, we're drinking a lot of beer. So I think he probably just got it stuck in his subconscious and thought it was his idea and did it for Captain Z. So I'm not mad about it or anything like that, but, you know, now I'm like, well, what am I going to do here? I got to do this teaser for Modern Vampires, so mm-hmm. I don't know what to do here.
Well, I mean, I am happy to help. However, I just don't see how I can help. What do you need me to do?
Well, I have a second problem. My computer is broken.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I had some trouble with it. And so I called like a computer, you know, repair service. And they came and picked it up a couple days ago. So I do not have a computer here. I have no way to edit my files.
Oof. Yeah,
I screwed up a little bit.
That is going to be a problem.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, how about this? I have actually been recording this phone call the entire time.
Huh?
Yeah, it's just something, you know, I like to do every now and then.
It's just a hobby for you?
Well, you know, sort of, a little bit.
Okay. Because yeah. You were recording your teaser?
Well, you know, we don't talk a lot, so sometimes, you know, when we talk on the phone, I record it and then listen to it later.
We talk all the time.
Well, on text, but, I mean, you know. Mm-hmm. So, mm-hmm. Anyway, so my point is, why don't we just make this your teaser, like, right now?
Modern Vampires.
Yeah, I mean, I'm recording, so let's just talk about it.
Well, Modern Vampires is available to watch for free on Amazon Prime, And it's a movie. Well, Jay, I mean, what did you think? I know that you were pretty surprised about the cast.
Yes. I've really come to appreciate Kim Cattrall's early work in B movies, and she's in this. And of course, Casper Van Dien is in it. He's the star, which I thought was great because if you remember, I think it was Evil Within, we were talking about how we had Michael Ironsides in a film, we had Dizzy in Evil Within, and I don't.
Dynamire.
Yes, thank you, Dynamire. And, we're trying to get all the Starship Troopers casts, it seems like, in these movies that we're watching. So it was great that Casper Van Dien is in this one.
Yeah, there you go. You also got Udo Kier.
Yes, awesome.
You got Natasha Gregson Wagner. You got Natasha Lyonne.
Oh, yeah. It's
It's a
awesome.
packed cast.
Craig Ferguson is a vampire, which is really weird and cool.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, it's a fun movie, and I think, I believe that there's got to be some influence from Vampire the Masquerade, the role-playing game, just in how the vampire society was set up and everything, and how they interact with each other, and there's like vampire royalty and vampires that run certain towns felt very RPG to me. So maybe fans of the game would like this.
Yeah, fans of the game or fans of director Richard Elfman, who did this movie.
Yes, very cool.
It's good stuff. So, yeah, it's available to watch for free on Amazon Prime. Check it out and then check out our full review of the movie after you watch it. We should probably also point out that the movie, if you're searching for it on Amazon Prime, it's actually called Revenant, and the like working title or whatever is Modern Vampires, which I think is a better title. But if
Totally.
you're searching for the film on Amazon, for whatever reason, they decided to call it Revenant.
Yeah, not the Leo movie. I'm sure we did we I think we made a bit about that in the episode, right? I'm pretty sure we did. So, not the Leo movie. That which is why Modern Vampires is better. I can post this for you, and we'll just let people listen to this conversation.
Okay, cool. Thanks for it.
Sure, I'll see you later.
Bye.
Bye. All right. Another one for the collection.